This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Bernice Gatere on the line. She's the executive director of TWR Kenya, and as we know, TWR stands for Trans World Radio. We're going to be talking about this new opportunity for their ministry. Recently, prisoners asked for help recording praise and worship songs, and Bernice, this caught my eye because I'm wondering, how did TWR Kenya even connect with these prisoners? Could you tell us about that?
Yes, from 2008, TWR Kenya started an FM station in a place called Voi, which is about 300 or so kilometers from our capital city, Nairobi. And on my drive to Voi in July of 2008, we passed through this prison. I had heard about it, but I had never been there. And one of the stories I'd heard about that prison was that in the early days, that prison did not have a fence or a wall to keep the prisoners in, because if they escaped, they would be eaten by lions that were famous during the construction of the railway and were called the man-eaters of Tsavo. And I remember saying to my colleagues, it would be so nice for us to have an outreach in this place and come and share the love of Christ with the prisoners. And that did not come to be until early this year, when we were planning what we wanted to do for our community outreach. I shared with my team my desire for us to visit the prisoners. We haven't been to a prison before. We have been to children's homes, old people's homes, but never to a prison. We've even taken food to the hungry in some of the remote parts of our country. So we started working on the plans to visit the station, and we're able to get through to the chaplain through the prison's fellowship, and he was very excited about the prospect of us visiting the prison. And so in August, my colleague and I went to the prison to meet with the leadership there and tell them that we are very keen to come and just have a time of fellowship with the prisoners and bring them some Christmas gifts. And they told us we were most welcome. So this was actually a result of that dream, and then a lot of hard work from our church relations and partnership manager and our CIFA FM manager in Voi to get it to happen.
And I can hear in your voice and from what you've told us so far that, or at least it seems, you really have a heart for these prisoners. What moves you, or what makes you want to reach out to them?
I believe that the Lord is calling us to be like Jesus Christ, even in our ministry. And one of the scriptures that challenged us is where the Bible says the Lord will ask us, you know, I was hungry. You'll be saying, I was hungry and you fed me. I was in prison and you visited me. And you'll be wondering, Lord, when were you in prison and we visited you? So that is one of the motivations for us. And also the fact that we want our ministry to be practical. Because we are a radio ministry, many times we don't get to meet the people that we minister to. It's very easy to be just out there in the airwaves waiting for letters to happen. But I have realized that every time we get on the ground and get to interact with people who have listened to our programs, it makes a whole difference for them and for us, because we get to see what the Lord is doing through the airwaves and through the ministry that we do.
And these prisoners approached you guys because they want to record some praise and worship songs. And I understand that challenges exist, but if they were able to do this, what kind of impact would that have on culture, on how people, even people in the church, how they view prisoners?
I think it will be a turning point, sort of a paradigm shift, because one of the things that, as I mentioned earlier, for most of the people that went to Manyani, it was actually the first time to visit a prison. And many of those prisoners are actually disowned by their families once they are sentenced. And this particular prison is one of the maximum security prisons, where the prisoners have very few privileges. And I believe by us going there, in fact, when the interview with the gentleman who leads that choir, he says that he came from another prison and he was transferred to this prison. And he found people that were so eager to sing and to worship the Lord. And so he actually took it upon himself to start this mass choir. And I believe that if these prisoners will be able to record this music, first of all, and then we are able to market it and get it out into the Christian bookshops and through the churches to get people to listen to music that is honoring the Lord and worshiping the Lord, but is produced by prisoners, it will actually change the way society views people that are in prison, to see that God, who works in our lives when we're outside prison, is the same God who is able to change the lives of prisoners to the extent that they can actually compose and record music, and not just any music, but music that is worshiping and praising the Lord.
And that's what I love about this story and why I was so excited to talk with you about it, because it really reflects a kind of a Saul to Paul transformation. And I know that this is just one of the examples of the way that, or the things that your ministry is doing. Can you share more about how God is using TWR Kenya to spread the gospel in East Africa?
Yes, I think... One of the most popular programs for TWR around the world is through the Bible program. And in Kenya, we produce that program in three languages. We do it in Somali, in Kiswahili, and in Kikuyu language. But it is the Kiswahili program that was at one time the second most listened to program in our national station. It's called the Kenya Broadcasting Corporation, where we had people that actually would record the program and go and play for others to listen to it. And where we have had pastors who actually would listen to what was being taught in the program. The Neno program is called the Neno program. Neno just means the word. They would get their sermons from what was being taught through the Neno program. And in those days, the Neno program was actually better known than TWR, to the extent that when we had visitors coming from outside the country, and they'll be stopped at the airport through immigration, they are being checked, and they would say where they are going. They would say, if they say they are going to the Neno program, then they would just be let through immigration. So we began to see a program that was transforming lives, challenging people to go to Bible school, because they are listening to this program. But when we started setting up the FM station, the voice station was the first one that we set up. That was in 2008, and within 2 years we had four others. So currently we have five FM stations, and they are all among some of the poor communities and also the least reached people groups in our country. And some of the stories that we've received, this one from northern Kenya, a place called Lodwar, which is towards the border with South Sudan. And we managed to partner, as a radio station, we managed to partner with some of the organizations there to actually take food to the people during famine. And people began again to see this is practical Christianity. These are people that are actually doing what they preach to us. But we've also had people that listen to the programs and they decide to take a practical action in their own communities and start to transform their societies. One of the things that we've been doing through these radio stations, because of the nature of the audiences, is that we are also addressing the various issues that affect those societies. And the listeners to one of our stations. It's in a place called Garissa. We talked about the issue of early marriages for girls, where girls as young as 12 are being taken out of school and married off by their fathers to men old enough to be their parents. And one girl, she's not a Christian. She actually belongs to another religion. She listened to this program, and she decided that she is going to start going door to door, talking to parents of young girls, not to let their girls be given in marriage. And she's become kind of a community champion. So she is in college here in Nairobi. She comes to our studios. But when she goes on holiday, that is all she does. And she advocates for the rights of the girl child. So other than the preaching of the gospel, which is really our first call and our first love, is seeing how God is using our programs even in the social affairs of the people that we reach. In one of the stations, just recently, we were doing a program on the importance of people washing their hands and sanitation to avoid disease. And when our station started discussing this, some of the people in that town, it's called Lodwar, they started calling in and reporting the restaurants that were not clean and where the waiters were not well-dressed or where the hygienic practices were not being observed. And through that, the government came in and actually closed one or two restaurants as they felt were not keeping the hygienic standards that had been set. So those are just some of the few things that we see the Lord doing through our radio stations and through our ministry.
Wow. Thank you for sharing those stories of impact, because, you know, sometimes we hear people saying, radio, you know, it can't really make a big deal. But then you hear stories like that, and it completely proves that radio, there's power in radio, God's power, of course. But as our listeners hear this broadcast, how can they come alongside TWR Kenya?
Well, we find that the needs, I think it's the Bible that reminds us that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And for us, I think one of the things that we really want to do, to go back to the prisoners, is actually to make this a reality as a completion of this visit and also as a testimony of what God can do. And what we'd like to do is actually go and set up a makeshift kind of studio at the prison, of course, with the permission of the prison authorities, and record this album. But then we'll need to also get it edited. We are not in the music industry, so we are still figuring out how to do that. But basically, there will be need for us to have the right kind of equipment and probably also the right kind of expertise in recording and editing music, and also in the distribution of the same. So that is one very practical area. The other one is, of course, that we have set up 5 FM stations, but actually we have 7 frequencies. So we still have 2 that we were not able to set up because of 2 things. One was security concerns, and the other one was because of the financial situation. We are at a point where we have actually relocated one of our FM stations from a place called Garissa, which was famous for the wrong things, because there was a terrorist attack in Garissa in April this year, where 147 students were killed, and there was a specific threat to our station. So we are now broadcasting not from that location, but to that location from Nairobi via satellite. And because now we have the satellite, we feel we can now set up in the other two locations. So any partnership, again, in terms of equipment that we would get towards that would be very, very, very welcome. And of course, because we are radio programming people, we find that there are so many issues that we would like to tackle as a way of introducing the gospel to the people that we minister to. Some of them is issues of education, issues of security and issues of health that we see as a very good entry for us to share the gospel. But we are able to produce all these programs through anyone willing to walk alongside us in terms of sponsorship, that would also be very welcome. And of course, TWR, as you know, our call is to reach people through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. So anyone who is doing that, and there's a way that we can partner in fulfilling the Great Commission, we are really welcoming that.
Amen. And that's why we're excited, or I'm excited at least, and the rest of our team as well, to come alongside TWR Kenya and TWR as a whole. And that that concludes my questions. But was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I was just thinking about one of the stories from Through the Bible program. Actually, it's not even through the Bible program, because this gentleman is now in his 80s, and he tells us that he started listening to TWR in the 1970s. TWR started in Africa in 1974. So he most likely has been listening to us from 1974 or thereabout. And just this year, he wrote his first letter to us. And he said he had not known where to direct the letter, but somehow, I don't know how, now he got his letter to us, and he was just saying how he's been listening to these programs for the last close to 40 years without fail. And he used to listen a lot when through shortwave. Right now, people are moving a lot from shortwave to FM stations. But he had been taking notes of some of the Bible teachers and the devotional speakers that have been preaching through radio over the years. And he's a man who he says now he's ready to go to be with Jesus, because he feels the ministry of TWR has prepared him for that. So I thought that would be an interesting story.
It is. And it's so encouraging to, at least for those of us who work in radio, to know what impact, we might not find out until later, but it's amazing. Yeah. And I'll end it right there and wrap up by reminding our listeners, I've been speaking with Bernice Gattare, the executive director of TWR Kenya. And Bernice, I just want to thank you so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a privilege.